I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, good morning. We're talking real estate again and always welcome your questions either by phone or by text. Speaking of which, that number is the same. You want to call it in or text it in, 651-989-9226. Well, I see Chris Rooney. I don't see, or maybe even more over here.
He's getting our food for us.
Oh, he is?
Yes. So he's hunting.
Oh, he is.
He's a hunter.
He won't be here today, then.
He's not going to be here.
All right.
Nope.
Hunter-gatherer.
He's a gatherer, yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Because you don't want to see me hunt.
So no.
He's taking care of it for us.
Not a pretty sight, eh? Let's tell everybody what we're going to be doing today, because he brought more people with.
Yeah, I know. And something we haven't talked about in a long time, and we get questions about it. It's something we can actually talk about as well, but it's insurance. Mm. And homeowners insurance specifically, and just talking about different things that maybe people should look out for, and what they maybe shouldn't be doing, and what they should be doing, and then like coverages and stuff. And so I brought Karin Mindak, who works with me. We work together at Rebanks Preferred, and then Joe Rosensteel, and he's with Insurance Capital Group. So we're going to do that, but we also have something going on tonight.
Mike Lynch, you're going to be with Mike is going to be visiting. Where's he going to be?
One time after a show, Andy Linda stopped by, and we were talking. And he's like, "Oh my gosh, we went to this event, and Mike Lynch had it was a stargazer,
yeah, star watch."
And so we're like, "You know what? That would be an awesome thing to do." And so we had it, but then it was horrible weather, so we couldn't do it. So we rescheduled it actually for tonight. One of our guests that's been here, Thane Tandy with Naughty Or Marina, is hosting it for us in Prior Lake. So the marina on Prior Lake, and they're going to do their Christmas lights lighting tonight. But from 6 to 8, he brings out those huge telescopes. Have you been to one?
Years ago when he first started doing it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to do that. So Chris Rooney Home Experts and Naughty Or Marina are going to present that. It's free of charge, anyone who wants to come.
Well, let's hope for clearing skies.
Yeah, exactly. But if not, he's got a whole presentation that he does as well. So,
all right.
And we should have some refreshments and stuff.
We'll mention that before you leave.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to go, and if people want to find out about it too, it's at andynrooney.com. And also with our guests, there's some information on them as well if you want to get to that.
Sure. So, all right.
Yeah. Good. So insurance, let's bring on Joe. Joe Rosensteel. I think the interesting thing about him is this kid started insurance at what age, Joe?
Started insurance at
Where is he?
Here we go.
There we go.
Started insurance at about 18 years old, actually.
Yeah, so the guy's been selling, 23 right now? Actually got his own little brokerage as well, so kind of cool. But what we wanted to do was bring you on because we get we've been finding out a lot in the real estate industry is that all of a sudden maybe a past claim that someone made that never got taken care of now becomes a problem for the new people buying that house, insurance claim.
Yep.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that? What happens?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is you want to make sure that anytime you're buying a new property, you go back and you talk to your insurance guy and have him run a report. Because as an insurance agent, we have access to, past history of the home. So we can actually go into, the last about 10 years back and see, there was a new roof put on 7 years ago, the siding was done 5 years ago, et cetera. So you really want to work with not only your, the adjuster to come out there, but you really want to work with your insurance agent, just to kind of to look into, hey, what am I potentially missing here?
Yeah, I think what a lot of people do is they think, hey, we heard we had a storm, and they immediately call their insurance agent. They put in a claim. The adjuster comes out, and all of a sudden there's no problem. Or maybe there's maybe your deductible's higher than that. So what do you suggest to people what they should be doing?
Yeah, before you file a claim, you always want to make sure that you get somebody out there to take a look. Because the biggest issue that we see, today is people are, they've got water coming down, or they've got, maybe a hailstorm or something comes through, and they immediately file a claim. Well, the problem with that is it's not always covered. So they go ahead and file the claim, just to have an adjuster from the insurance company come out and say, hey, you know, unfortunately, this is not covered. So now what you did by having the adjuster come out, now you've got a $0 payout claim on your record, which now, you know, makes your rate go up maybe $500 to $600 a year. Or if you have a couple of those claims within, you know, a 2 or 3 year stretch, your insurance company is going to drop you altogether. So, you know, you always want to make sure that you get somebody out there to take a look before you call your insurance company, you know, and file a claim.
Yeah, I mean, we just, Karen, we had a deal like that that just happened. And what it was is we went through the big storms hit. What did we have, like six or seven?
Right. We had probably, yeah, exactly.
Six or seven homes. Yeah, that got hit in it and at all different times. So properties were supposed to close. Some we were able to get done. Some we had to escrow after the fact. Where was I going with this? It was on one of the roofs. I mean, what happened was is that these people went and got their insurance to get their insurance set for their loan. And then they found out that, hey, the only insurance we can get is going to be like twice the amount of what it normally would cost because that seller had claimed a couple, like a wind damage. It was just a couple shingles that went off. But they had, I think it was two claims on it. And being it was 15 years old, they said, hey, we're not going to cover it. And that's why we ended up getting the insurance. That's why we had to get the insurance. But that was interesting. So, I mean, that affected the buyer. And it could have affected them from even qualifying.
Yeah. You know, and the other big thing you want to look out for, too, you know, a lot of people are starting to, and this kind of affects, like you're saying, there's going to be multiple claims on the record. People have, you know, oftentimes they'll do a very low deductible on their house. So let's say, you know, a very common deductible is $1,000. Okay. I always recommend doing something more like $2,500 because if you think about it, you know, if you've got any sort of claim that's maybe $1,200 or $1,500 or $2,000, you know, a smaller claim situation like that, if you go ahead and file that claim, well, if it's $1,700, you have to pay $1,000 of that $1,700 as your deductible. So now you're only really getting $700 of coverage from your insurance company, you know, and by having that claim on your record, now your rate's going to go up, you know, anywhere between $300 and $500 a year, and that's going to stay on your claim record for 5 years. So if you do the math on that, you know, $500 a year times 5 years, it's not even worth filing that claim. So another big thing, going back to your point, you know, it's going to be when you guys go to buy the house, you see that there's two claims on the record for that house. Well, you should just avoid that, frankly, altogether by raising your deductible a little bit. If you have a $1,000 deductible, you know, people kind of get into a habit of filing claims every time there's a little something wrong on their house, when in reality that should never be something that people are doing.
Yeah, I think you got to look at insurance a little different. It's not a maintenance program. It's kind of a disaster program.
Correct.
Yeah, and there's other things. And, Karen, we can get into that. I know we got to go to a break pretty soon, but when we talk about home warranties.
Right.
A lot of people choose to go the home warranty route because it does cover a lot of those things. But I think what I want to find out today from Joey is what's kind of overlap, or can you get insurance for some of that stuff? Because, I mean, we've had real good luck with warranty programs.
Yeah, they're great. They provide they're a great resource when something mechanical or some of the systems go bad or appliances. I mean, some of these warranty companies actually replace appliances.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, we use HMS warranty, Jennifer Gagne, and she's a great salesperson. But what I really like about it is I get in the mail these little postcards that come in that say the buyer or whoever purchased that house use those to be able to get things replaced. And I think last year, not this year, but the year before, I got 26 of those things in the mail that they covered. Because I think a lot of people think those home warranties don't really cover anything, but they do. Now, there's some deductibles that go with it. But if you know, in that first year something goes bad, a lot of people don't plan for that. You know, when they go buy a house, because we talk about it all the time. That's why we say we want turnkey homes. The reason we want turnkey homes because a lot of people can afford the money to get into it, and they can make the payment and qualify, but they don't have that extra money to be able to repair everything.
Right, those unexpected expenses.
Replace it. Yeah, we're going to talk a little too about maintenance versus upgrades too, because a lot of people when we go into show or tell them to list their house, they're like, well, boy, if we put on a new roof, we should be able to get this. And it's kind of, you know what, that's kind of a maintenance thing. So we've got some stuff on that.
All right, very good. We'll take this break, be right back. If you have a real estate type of question, 651-989-9226. That same number applies if you want to send it in the form of a text here on our real estate show on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, good morning. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on WCCO. If you have a real estate type of question, we've got them by text and by phone, 651-989-9226. Same number applies. Text that came in, then we'll get to the phones. Texter says this, we had hail damage in this area last fall. I did not have them out to look at my roof, but several homes in my area had new roofs installed. Can they look at my house this spring and still get it replaced, do you think?
Joy?
The answer is yes. It depends on your policy, but typically you've got between 12 and 24 months to have somebody come out and take a look. So
now, isn't there apps out there that say that a storm was in an area? I think Andy Lindis told me about that, that they have these apps that they know exactly where those storms hit and on higher impact areas. Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard about those.
See, that's what they're doing to you, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so they should have but what you're suggesting, though, is that they should have a contractor out to look at the roof first
100%.
Before calling their insurance company to look at it.
100%. Yeah, okay. And the problem is, too, you want to make sure to get somebody out there that you can trust, because there's a lot of guys, especially in the roofing industry. I mean, there's a lot of guys who will go out there and they're just telling people to file claims because they want the work. You know, there's the door knockers.
Right.
There's the, you know, so.
Got to get someone you trust.
Yep. You got to get somebody you trust, because I've honestly heard stories about people going up there with a hammer and hammering on people's roofs. Jeez. So that the claim will be filed. It'll be covered. And then that roofing company will get the work. So you definitely want to make sure that you're working with somebody that you know or trust. So
unreal.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Joe.
Yes.
You had mentioned that buyers who purchase a home are taking on the responsibility or past insurance claims. I'm just wondering if you can elaborate a little bit more about how that impacts the new owners.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, they're not taking it on from the standpoint of, you know, it's going to affect their record, per se, you know, because everyone's home insurance record is different. But mm-hmm. It does affect just the history of the home, because there's two things when you... When you're talking about insurance pricing, you look at the record of the individual, and their okay. past history at their past residences. But then you also look at the history of the home itself, you know, and if that home has, a history of water damage, if it has a history, then the insurance company can think, you know, oh, maybe there's something wrong with the foundation. Oh, maybe there's something wrong. You know, so if there's a lot of claims tied to a specific home, that can also affect the rate a little bit. You know, not a ton. The pricing, you know, the effect is really going to be primarily on the individual's history, not on the property's history, but it still does affect it a little bit.
But if you're a habitual claimer,
yep.
I mean, that might haunt you on the next house. So if you're going to a house and claiming stuff and then selling it and then moving to the next one,
yeah.
you're going to pay higher insurance.
100%. Yep. And like I said, it's 5 years for every claim, you know, at a minimum that's going to be on your record.
Follow you. So, okay.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones. Joe is calling from iSandy with a question. Joe, you're on CCO.
I've got a question for your insurance agent there. I'm presently looking at homeowners policies, and I'm told there's an HO3 and an HO5, and the HO5 supposedly covers more and is more expensive. And the question is, what does the HO5 cover that the HO3 won't, and what is it worth it? What should I be looking for?
Yeah, so... there's two types of home insurance policies. There's the HO3 and the HO5. So the HO5 covers literally, you know, just about everything. An HO3, the difference is that on an HO3 policy, only named perils are covered. So on the HO3 policy, it's going to list out, you know, you've got maybe mold coverage. You've got, you know, backup of sewer water and drain coverage. You've got this, that, that. If it's not listed on that policy, your excluded coverage. The HO5, everything but is covered. So on the HO5, it's just a given that it's covered. The common exclusions are things like an act of war, or old age, which is just obviously not covered for insurance. But so there's definitely, the HO5 is definitely a better policy. you know, HO5s also typically have 100% replacement cost, which means they're not depreciating for, you know, the age of something. So, you know, let's say that you have a roof that's 10 years old and you go ahead and file a claim and it's $25,000 to put on a brand new roof. You want to make sure you have a 100% replacement cost policy because then when you go ahead and you know, hopefully get that claim covered, you know, they're going to cover the whole roof. Versus with an HO3 policy, commonly it's an actual cash value payout, not 100% replacement cost payout. So they'll say, okay, it's $25,000 to put on a brand new roof. However, your roof is 10 years old. So, you know, here's a check for $8,000 and you're on the hook for everything else. So there is definitely something to, you know, doing an HO5 policy instead of an HO3. However, I will say if your insurance agent is looking out for you, the HO3 policy can be just as good as an HO5 as long as they're putting on the proper endorsements. So,
all right, we need to take a break. But just a reminder, we have another half hour of the show to go. So if you have any kind of a real estate question, call it in or text it in, the same number, 651-989-9226. And good morning. Welcome back to our real estate show here on WCCO. If you have that kind of a question, call it in or text it in, 651-989-9226. Folks, we did get a text on topic. It says this: don't we have insurance in case of a problem? And why do the rates go up if we use it? So one claim in 20 years and my rate goes up. Who wants to feel that?
Well, the insurance guy's got to feel that one.
Yeah, so if you're, you know, if you've had a clean claim history for, what did it say, 20 years?
Yeah.
For 20 years, you know, you got to keep in mind that you're getting the benefit of having that clean claim history. You know, every year without filing a claim, I mean, you can expect your rate to go down. You know, it's different for every company, but you can expect it to go down, let's say, $30 to $50, you know. So let's say over time, you know, all your claims-free discounts that you've built up over 20 years, you now have, you know, $600. You're paying $600 less than the average person. You know, yes, when you file a claim that hurts you, you're going to lose your claims-free discount, but it's not like you're getting surcharged for it. It's not like you're now paying more than the average person. Because of your clean claim history, all that did is kind of get you back to where most people are paying, you know, someone with a pretty
– So you're benefiting from not filing claims.
Yeah. Yep. You do benefit from not filing a claim, which kind of goes back to why, you know, having something like a $1,000 deductible, you know, it's just not worth it because you want to avoid filing a claim, you know, as much as you can.
For ticky-tack stuff.
For ticky-tack stuff, yep.
Another text says this: is replacement cost insurance a good idea to keep up?
Is it a good idea to keep up?
I mean, to continue.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You want to make sure that you always have a replacement cost policy. Otherwise, even if something is 2 years old, I mean, they're going to depreciate it. You know, I had somebody who all of his clothes, you know, he had a bunch of Ralph Lauren clothing and he had, you know, actual cash value payouts on that stuff. And even though he bought the shirts 2 years ago, you know, the insurance company's always trying to find, you know, ways to pay less, right? So the insurance adjuster is going online and finding a used Ralph Lauren shirt for $30 when it really costs $200 brand new. So then they're coming back and saying, well, your Ralph Lauren shirt is 2 years old, and you could probably find one of those for $40. And so instead of giving you a brand new Ralph Lauren shirt, they're giving you $40 per shirt. You know, so that's on clothes, you know, so that's maybe not as important as the structural stuff. But, you know, think about taking that same mindset to your roof or to your siding or to, you know, it. Then you're not talking about $40 shirts. You're talking about, you know, $25,000, $30,000 roofs and stuff. So
I have a question.
Yes.
Are all insurance policies equal, or what should consumers look for to try to differentiate?
Yeah, so good question. Definitely not. You know, you want to make sure that your homeowner's policy has, you know, a few endorsements on there. You know, there's probably 50 endorsements that you could choose from. Not all of them are necessarily quote unquote worth it. You know, things like earthquake coverage and stuff like that, you know, you don't necessarily need to feel like you need to put that on your policy here in Minnesota. But, you know, a few things that you definitely want to put on there, backup of sewer, water, and drain coverage. That's like the third most common claim in Minnesota. that has to be added onto your policy specifically by endorsement. And it's very common that people only have, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 of water backup coverage on their policy. I always try to make sure that that's maxed out. You know, the max that you can get is sometimes only $25,000 to $50,000. But, you know, if you've got water issues and water backup and it leaks into your basement, I mean, there's not many basements that you can cover for $5,000, you know, recarpet, the walls, the actual, you know, so you want to try to max that out.
You can't get people to tear it out for that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So that's when you definitely want to look at your policy and talk to your agent and try to max that out if it's not already maxed out. What's funny, too, is that to do something like that adds maybe $3 a month to your policy or your $2. You know,
and see, so. And I think that's what people need to know is those extra little riders that don't cost that much but make a monster difference if it ever happens to you.
Yeah, I mean, you can pay $3 more a month and it can save you $40,000. Yeah. You know, even if it only happens once in 25 years, that's still worth it.
So I'm also going to let you know, at 9 years old, there was an earthquake here in Motley, Minnesota.
Well, then I take that.
Or
back.
It was a big cow or something outside. Because the couch I was on was shaky. I'm like, well, what was that? And they said it was an earthquake. So it's possible.
All my clients are about to give me crap about how I need to add the earthquake endorsement on all their stuff then. So I'll make sure to go back
text
and do
messages.
That.
That's an insurance term, by the way.
Hate mail.
That's good.
So, yeah, that's one, just to go back to your question. But the other big one, too, is matching on your roof. You know, another big problem is people will get something like hail damage. And, the insurance company is always trying to find ways to pay out as little as possible, right? So the insurance company will come out, you know, for the roof or maybe for the siding and say, hey, you got some damage here, but it only affected one side of the roof or one half of the house. You know, it affected this siding, but the hail didn't hit this side of the house. So they'll replace the part that got affected. The problem is that, you know, if you built the house 10 years ago or whatever, you might not have the same colors, materials, everything else, because stuff looks different after time, right? So a lot of times they'll cover it, but then as the homeowner, what are you going to do? You're not going to want to, you know, have new stuff on one side and older stuff on the other side, because then the colors don't match and it looks crappy, right? When you go to resell your house, it looks horrible. So a common endorsement or one that you definitely want to add is matching coverage. So the matching will essentially say, hey, if one part of your roof or one part of your house gets affected, we'll replace all of it so that it looks similar, it matches, it looks the same so that your house looks great, versus having a splotchy looking house because things are different colors and different, you know, whatever. So those are probably the two, the backup sewer water and drain coverage, the matching coverage, those are probably the biggest ones that we see problems on.
Good. Another question, we were kind of talking about this on break a little bit, but it's along the line of at what point does the age of like older pipes in homes or even the age of a roof impact the
coverage?
Coverage, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of a tough one to answer just because all insurance companies are different. You know, but frankly, you know, when we're talking about actual cash value payouts and stuff like that for old age, you know, it kind of goes into effect immediately. Like I said, with the shirt thing, it was like 2 years, you know, so it kind of depends on if it's the pipe, the siding, the roof, but it will start kind of affecting your rates, you know, for structural stuff, like after things are probably 5 to 7 years old, that's when insurance companies start giving you a little bit of a surcharge for, you know, that roof would be considered older, you know, at 7 years old. And then once it's 15 years old, there's another surcharge. And once it's, you know, so it's different for every insurance company, but.
I'll tell you one thing, what I'm hearing here is price is not always the thing to look for in insurance. You got to know what the heck is coverage, what you're getting.
A text just came in. It says this, do you, in the case of a total loss, do you have to build the exact same house?
Good question. No, you do not. So, if you ever suffer a total loss, you have up to your full policy limits to essentially do whatever
you can take
you want.
That money and run and just sell the lot off, can't you?
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And is it replacement cost? And then how do they know if you're going to do that? How do they know exactly what replacement cost was just on bids?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. So they'll get and usually the insurance company has a ton of different, you know, quote unquote, trusted vendors in the area. You know, so they'll have one of their trusted vendors take a look at it. So even if you want to use your own contractor, that's fine, but they're still always going to double check it with somebody that they trust, you know. But if you ever suffer a total loss like that, there's really no arguing or discussion.
Yeah, I know we got to go to a break and we got some phone calls, but Karin, quickly on some of the maintenance items people I think can do, we tell them to be able to kind of keep those big repairs from not having to happen.
Right, definitely. I mean, we see a lot of times after an inspection, the buyers will come back with some requests, and one of the big ones is the HVAC and having the air conditioning and furnace tuned up and cleaned and changed filters. So that's something I think sellers and homeowners should just be doing regularly once a year.
Yeah, and it's something that we like to try to get people to do, but after you have gone over and say, hey, you got to do this, and by the way, you got to do this, and they say, well, gosh, they work, they're fine. But typically what happens is that an inspector comes on that's not an HVAC person, and they say, hey, you know, it's not probably running perfect. Get your HVAC guy out here to verify that it is.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. Same thing with irrigation systems, too.
Right, right. So every fall you should be, you know, blowing out your sprinklers and shutting down any of the irrigation systems and disconnect hoses and just preparing your home for winter.
And checking those heads because you can lose a ton of water through those if you have a leaky one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's wicked. So.
All right, let's take a break. We will be right back, and we're going to grab some phone calls and more text messages. 651-989-9226. That's for either the phone call or your text messages. Welcome back to our real estate show here on CCO. You have that kind of a question, 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. I think folks have been waiting there. Dave is calling from Delano. Dave, what is your question?
Well, good morning. I have a second-story condominium, and if I am away and my hot water heater bursts and floods the unit downstairs, is that typically covered under my... Do I need an endorsement, or is that covered on my homeowner's insurance?
So he's in a condo, so more than likely, I mean, do you pay your policy separately? I mean, because there's a blanket policy.
No, I pay it separately.
Okay.
Yeah, so you would have coverage on that, and I don't know any insurance company where that would need to be added by endorsement. So that you should just have coverage on, you know, no matter what, for a water heater?
Yeah, if it burst while he was out of town over the winter. Yep.
Yeah, that would be covered.
Okay. Smart practices if you're leaving out of town for the winter is to turn off all your water?
Yeah. I mean, in Minnesota, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, but on HO6 policies, you know, the big thing that people often do not have enough coverage for, it's called loss assessment coverage. So, you know, if you're in a condo building with a lot of common areas, you know, let's say that something happens and the hallway has water damage in it, or the gym or the pool area or something like that. That's going to be covered under your association's policy. But a lot of times, especially if your condo association isn't necessarily, you know, flush with cash and reserves, they might assess all of the owners in the building a portion of that deductible. So a lot of times on those condo buildings, your deductible is like $25,000 because you're not going to file anything unless it at least hits, you know, unless it's major. So they might have a $25,000 claim, and then they would assess that to the maybe four owners that it affected. Well, now each owner, you know, is going to be responsible for $6,000, $7,000 worth of that deductible. So what that owner can do is they can turn right around and now claim it on their own HO6 policy. And their own HO6 policy has loss assessment coverage, which then would pay for that $7,000 that they're responsible for. So a lot of times, agents don't put enough loss assessment coverage on your HO6 policy. You want to make sure that is, you know, at least, $15,000, $20,000,
$25,000. Okay.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's see who's been waiting. Mark in Stillwater. Mark, what's your question for the guys? Folks.
Morning. Just a comment on how to protect yourself. I had a situation a few years ago. My wife and I had taken a three-day holiday, and while we were gone, my son had a party. And some guys were in my barn, and they climbed a cement wall, and one kid pulled some cement down on himself and broke a leg. The kid was fine. I checked in with the kid's mother the next day, and she said they had medical insurance, and he was recuperating. and that they weren't the suing type. 3 days later, I got a letter from their attorney suing me and my insurance company. So the adjuster came out and took a look at the situation and determined that this old cement wall they had climbed, that I had maintained a hazard. And for that reason, they were going to they paid the claim but canceled my insurance. So the next week, I got a letter from my mortgage company stating that they were going to call my mortgage because I didn't have insurance anymore. It's a stipulation for the mortgage to have insurance. And with an open claim, I couldn't buy insurance from any company on the open market. So I was really behind the eight ball. Fortunately, my local bank had a insurance agency that I had a relationship with these people for many years, and they sold me a policy. How do I protect myself about with visitors and, you know, actions that sometimes I can't control?
Yeah, what about that liability?
Yeah, I mean, that's a
sounds unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an unfortunate situation.
And unusual.
Yeah, and unusual. You know, the biggest thing you can do is just make sure that you've got enough liability coverage on your homeowner's policy. We always recommend umbrella policies, you know, which is just additional liability coverage above and beyond your base limits on your home. You know, so if you typically, you know, I'd want to put at least $500,000 of liability coverage on a standard homeowner's policy, but then package, you know, $1 million umbrella policy above and beyond that. Again, that's a very, you know, to have $1 million worth of liability protection might cost you 10, 15 bucks a month. But if you go back to this situation, you know, had you not have had enough liability protection on there, let's say that it's $1 million lawsuit because, God forbid, this guy maybe climbed up the wall and died, right, frankly. Mm-hmm. There's no telling how much you can sue somebody for something totally. Like that. So if it's $1 million claim and you've got $300,000 of liability coverage and no umbrella, you're on the hook for $700,000, and if they go through the equity in your house and your bank accounts and your investments and there's still not enough there, in Minnesota you can actually get 20% of your wages garnished.
I just think you've got a bunch of insurance agents, a bunch of new policies here. But anyways, speaking of traveling, our little traveling guy's back in town from
Nick.
Denmark. Nick, my son.
Well, your son.
We've talked about him. Yep.
Yeah.
But next year, he's actually going to go back and play football over in Italy.
Bologna. Italy. Yeah, I'm back in the cold Minneapolis, but excited to check out the real estate markets over there when I was traveling, and I'm going to report back to you for sure.
He's been trying to find investment properties for his dad to buy over there, I think.
Now, what about this is not soccer. This is
American
football.
Yeah, it's actually couple countries over there take it pretty serious, and they handle expenses. They get some good crowds out there. It's not as big as soccer, you know, football, what they call it, and then handball is pretty big too. But no, there's a fan base of American football over there.
How about that?
Yeah, so he's going to go play football, but he's also going to do some research for us and bring some of that stuff back because he also now he's got his own podcast. Denny,
how do we find that out?
Ask him.
Yeah, I kind of took your radio skills, and now I'm doing it myself. It's called Bull Perceptions. It's on iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud, and it's basically a podcast. It's raw and uncut, and then it's focused on positive energy from different perspectives around the world. So our mission is to connect the doers, and how we're doing that, we're creating a community through the podcast and networking within it to create win-win relationships, you know, giving value to one another. So it's pretty neat. Met a lot of interesting people through it, traveled a lot of different places, and highly recommend you check it out, Bold Perceptions.
And what did you learn now? You told me how many languages do you speak now? Or
I learned two Danish words, skål and tak, and it's cheers and thank you.
So, in that order.
That's awesome. Talking about investment properties and stuff like that, we're actually helping marketing a property in Prescott, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just 30 minutes from the airport, and it's a beautiful, it could be a cabin or a retreat.
Beautiful log home.
Log home, yeah. Overlooking the St. Croix River with decks and big patio.
Under 600,000.
Under 600,000 and
what's
over
the square
3 acres.
Footage of that?
Couldn't build that thing for a million.
About a little over 4,000 square feet.
Oh, good size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, we're just about out of time. Any last thoughts?
Well, thank Joe Rosensteel. Appreciate it. If you want to go to andyandrooney.com, you can find his information. Karen Mindock, she works with us. She does a lot of Western suburb stuff. And then Stargazer event tonight with Mike Lynch.
Oh, yeah. Now, where's it going to be?
Noddy Oar Marina in Prior Lake. Free event.
Outstanding. All right. Thank you all. It's good to see you. Good luck, Nick. We'll see you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
See you in Bologna.
Hey, go Gophers, right?
Go Gophers, indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.